Why did I decide to return to Westfield College at in 1959? Well, I was very young at the time. I was, what, 23, 24. And I went to Kiel, not expecting to get the job, really, just as practice, as Professor Charles Wren had told me I should treat it like that. And I was fortunate enough to be offered that job, as well as, a week later, the Westfield job. And then it was really a question of loyalties, and I felt I wanted to go back to Westfield, which had treated me very well. What were the challenges of going back to teach at Westfield in 1959? Of course, it was only 2 years since I graduated from there, and I was very young. And most of the people who taught me were still there. So I was in the strange position of being, as it were, a prize pupil and, you know, well, dear, do what you're told kind of thing. But I did manage very much to have my own say. One of the things I think I enjoyed most was introducing linguistic theory to students, which was back, now we're back in 1959, 1960. This was way before these theories got into literary criticism. So the fun of structuralism was great, though I am reminded by people who were students in those days that I made them read about structuralism in French. It would be mostly de Saussure, but we were also dealing with Hjelmslöf and so on from the Scandinavian schools and so on. These are all ideas that would later come in to literary theory. So the transition to literary theory was singularly painless from my point of view.